in terms of like profound or even traumatic memories, the visit to the hospital stuck in your mind.
Never went to the hospital.
No, when the veterans, seeing the veterans.
Well, that was traumatic when I was about 5 years old, because I realized what war had done to those kids. And I know my mother wrote a poem about, in Flanders Field. I'm going to go all to pieces again, and I can't listen to Taps either. I know I used to cry when I'd hear Taps, and Dad would always put, your father would put his arm around me. I'm very anti-war. I just
yet your brother was in the army.
And I remember saying to somebody when I was in here, I said, my brother's in the army. She says, I hate to tell people. She says, well, some people work for the Hearst papers.
Did you and he ever argue or discuss
never,
militarism?
Never, never. His word was law, and anything he did, we just didn't discuss it. I remember something about Jews, and his saying he didn't care for Jews, and I said, well, some of my best friends are in the army.
They like that. So you graduated from college when you were 21 in 1934.
35.
Five.
I think I
lost
a year. By then was 22. Just turned 22 in April when I graduated in June.
Okay. And we're in Tallahassee.
Then I went
back
to work.
Tampa.
I went to work for the ERA, and then
so
when that
it.
Folded up, the Red Cross had a job for me in Cincinnati. I mean, in Ohio. We had our training in Cincinnati, and then we went over to Evansville, Indiana, and Louisville, Kentucky. And we stayed in a hotel, Waterman Hotel.
What was this training?
This is 1920.
30.
Well, no, it had to be 37.
You were getting training for what? Relief?
Red Cross. They give you a course so that you can do the work.
You already had 4 years of college now?
No, but this was to be a... to give out funds, and there were certain forms that you had to complete. You had to be very careful not to. You did them in quadruplicate, I think. I want to say I was an Arbeiter, but that's not the word I want. What is it when you give out money? You
disperse.
Disperser. I was a disperser. Not just a social worker, but I was a disperser, and it was the first year they had used social workers as dispersers.
You went for training in Kentucky?
Cincinnati, where my father's brother lived, and they had the flood was all up and down the Ohio-Mississippi River Valley.
Johnstown.
That's a little before that. No, Cincinnati.
I just read an article about Johnstown.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there were major floods in the East Coast in the... I remember in the 27, there was a major series of floods in the
That's
East
right.
Coast. This was another flood in the 30s.
This was 36, was it? Or 37.
Yeah.
And I had more money than I'd ever had in my life, because the Red Cross couldn't believe that in Florida they only paid me $70 a month. So they said, well, will you take $150? And I said, oh, gladly. And then I found out that you also had a daily allowance for food. And I remember I wasn't turning in for every, let's say you had $5 in those days, and you could eat breakfast for $1 and lunch for $1.50 and dinner for $2.50. No, well, all right. So I was putting in that I didn't eat breakfast, and that lunch only cost me 87 cents, and dinner was $2. And somebody said, that's not right. Don't you ever eat anything else? And I said, oh, yeah, occasionally I have an ice cream cone or a candy bar, a 5-cent candy bar. And they said, well, you're supposed to add that, that's food. So then I began to put in for $5 a day allowance. So when I wound up, I was rich. And I went to Pittsburgh to see Aunt Ruth. When I was there, I walked into the...
She stayed in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. She stayed with the Turners. She lived in the top floor of the Turners and took care of their two kids when we moved to Pittsburgh, when we moved to Tampa. We left Aunt Ruth, just like leaving her cat with somebody.
Not for good.
Well, she came back later, but that's another story.
Right.
So I walked into the juvenile court and I said, tell me about jobs. I'm a psych major, very well educated, brilliant woman. You need me. And they said, yes, as a matter of fact, we do.